You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.
Creation.
Part of the community.
The next idea.
It doesn't always look like the dots connect, but they do.
There is no escaping the sheer enormity of the challenge of climate change. We need to come up with solutions for our planet, and that can leave us as individuals feeling very helpless, as though there's very little we can do to make a difference. But our latest contributor to The Next Idea is here to offer an idea to help us on a statewide level to help Michigan make the move to cleaner sources of energy. The idea? To make renewable energy investments profitable and low risk. And that brings in rapid and willing investment by the private sector. Sam Gomberg is an energy analyst at the Midwest Office of the Union of Concerned Scientists. Good to have you with us today, Sam.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Let's set the stage, if we can. What is the energy and profile in Michigan right now? And by that, I guess I'm looking for what percent of our electricity comes from fossil fuels?
Currently, Michigan gets about 60% of its electricity from fossil fuels, about 50% or so from coal, and another 6, 7, or 10% from natural gas, depending sort of on the prices and so forth.
And while we're doing that, then, how much carbon is emitted every year from our electric power plants?
Oh, about 60 million tons. So really an enormous amount of carbon is emitted from Michigan's power plant each year.
And when it comes to carbon emissions, Sam, do we have any sense of how quickly the public sector is responding to the push to reduce emissions?
It really depends on your perspective. If you're looking at this in the perspective of addressing climate change and avoiding the worst impacts of climate change, then the electricity sector is not responding nearly quick enough. That being said, if you're looking at the transition to renewable energy and so forth, I mean, we are definitely seeing some progress, but the challenge of climate change is so critical and urgent that we need to be moving past it.
And your essay for The Next Idea offers one way to push ahead with something called a green bank. What is that?
A green bank is essentially a private-public partnership to drive investment in things like clean energy resources that are profitable to the private sector, but also provide a lot of societal benefits to all of us that we want to try to capture.
It, as you say in your essay, you're not talking about energy-efficient windows and insulation, although certainly we need those, but you're talking about power plant-sized projects, aren't you?
I am. And so, you know, our organization started looking into this and looking into these types of programs. Several states have small programs that look to drive investments in things like efficient windows and insulation in the walls and rooftop solar on houses, which is all good, and we need that. But I, you know, this idea of a green bank and this public-private partnership can be scaled up to a much larger scale to look at the enormous investments that we need in things like power plant size projects.
So here in Michigan, Sam, what kinds of projects would make the most difference, perhaps in the fastest amount of time? Because as you say, the clock is ticking here.
Sure. From my perspective, if we're looking at the biggest bang for your buck in terms of climate change, we're looking at obviously renewable energy, onshore wind farms, looking at the potential of offshore wind farms, solar at a utility scale, so large scale solar, where you can really achieve the economies of scale that make it very cost effective. And then big energy efficiency projects, things like retrofitting Michigan school systems or public buildings. We're looking at industrial energy efficiency. So really tackling some of the really large energy users in Michigan and then doing wholesale energy efficiency retrofits on a very large scale that requires a big investment.
And why would green energy projects like this be attractive to investors, Sam?
Because they either make money or they save money. So one of the things and one of the reasons why this idea can work so well at this point is because we've seen really rapid declines in the price of things like wind and solar. So wind and solar have come down, you know, 60% or more in price over the last several years. So they're cost competitive right now with things like coal plants and natural gas plants and the other typical resources that we think of for producing electricity. So the investment potential is definitely there. What we need is to just drive it much more rapidly. And so a green bank can help bring down some of these barriers, whether it is helping to offset or reduce risk in the loans. So if I may, when a bank or a financing institution is looking to invest in something, they're looking at two things. One, can it possibly make money? And two, what is the risk that my assumptions are wrong? So what is the risk that things will go wrong in this investment? And so a green bank type program can really help reduce that risk, particularly for new and emerging sectors. So if I'm looking to invest my money and I don't know much about wind and solar power, then it's harder for me to sort of talk myself into investing in that when I know that I've made money on something like a coal plant or a natural gas plant previously, and I feel more comfortable with that. It's not necessarily a numbers-based, but almost sort of a gut check type thing. And big investors go through this process as well. So when you have something like a green bank, a public institution saying, listen, we'll chip in a little, we'll put our money where our mouth is on this, and help reduce some of that risk or help you understand that this risk profile is actually very manageable, then the financing sector comes in and says, oh, well, I see this as a much better investment than I did previously, and I want to put my money here. So you start to drive a lot of that investment just by reducing some of those risk profiles, reducing some of those administrative costs, those types of things.
So the idea is attractive. What would it take, Sam, to get a green bank started in Michigan?
Well, it would take an initial surge of public funding. We did an analysis looking at Michigan and estimated, based on the experience of smaller green bank programs around the country, that an initial public investment of about $100 million could drive about $3 billion in investments in renewable energy and energy efficiency over the next 15 years. So leveraging basically private capital at a ratio of about $7.5 to 1, which is a very reasonable, almost conservative assumption. But then it also continues to grow because you are taking that money and instead of sort of handing it out in direct subsidies, you're reinvesting it. So they may be issuing loans, and then as they get payment back on those loans, they're reinvesting those payments back into the program. So it is a self-sustaining type of design that allows to continue to grow and so forth. But it does take an initial public investment to get it off the ground and to get it to scale up very quickly.
And what do you see happening, you and the Union of Concerned Scientists see happening, if we continue at our current pace of weaning ourselves from fossil fuel use?
It is hard to imagine that we will achieve the levels of carbon reduction necessary to avoid what we consider and what the scientists have told us will be catastrophic impacts from climate change. So a lot of people have probably heard about this sort of 2 degrees Celsius threshold that we really have to rein in our emissions of carbon to avoid surpassing that sort of increasing the global temperature is more than 2 degrees. That's when things really start to look bad for the society that we built and being able to adapt to the changes that we're seeing. And the pace that we're at right now simply is not going to get us to that level of carbon emission reductions. Things are ramping up, certainly, across the globe, but we need to see them ramp up more quickly. That's really the driver and the rationale for this public sector investment to get the private sector moving more quickly, is that the societal benefits justify that public sector investment. So the societal benefits of not just reducing carbon emissions, but also reducing all of the societal impacts of our fossil fuel addiction, including air pollution and water pollution and so forth. There's a real economic cost to those things. And so it justifies making a public investment to get the private sector moving more rapidly.
Sam Gomberg is an energy analyst with the Midwest Office of the Union of Concerned Scientists. His essay can be found on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Sam, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.